sound is something very particular about your new record. It has a new sound, a new quality. You have a new producer to work with. The sonority, la sonoridad, is very different from the past record. Why?
Sound is always a very important thing in my music. It's a very important part of what I want to communicate, the sound. And the way you record things, it's always really important for me too. I wanted to have both the definition and the control of sound that you have in a studio that can deliver a very precise approach to the instrument, and at the same time avoid that stiffness, that lack of spontaneity that gives you when you record by tracks, and give to the recording a live feeling, like the way they used to do the records in, you know, for example, in Frank Sinatra's records, for example, no, a long time ago, where the singer is in the same room with the players and everybody plays together at the same time. There's so we did not only play all together, the nine musicians in simultaneously, but we added between 20 and 30 people every night to the process. People that would come invited by internet, by MySpace, for example, and that people would operate as an aim, como una diana. How do you say diana? Blanco, the
target.
Like a target. Yes, target is a great word. That, of course, changes the whole approach, because you never play in the same way when you are alone, or when you have another human being in front of you. There's a spontaneous intention of communication when you have another person in front of you, and that was the idea in the record. I learned lately that there was that experience had already been made and taken place. At least I know in two examples, a Uruguayan record called by a group called Los Que Iban Cantando, in a record they made, a very unknown group in Uruguay. And then a Joe Jackson's record in the 80s called Big World. But in the Joe Jackson's record, the people were asked to remain silent, like we did here. You don't hear the audience, actually. But in Joe Jackson's record, you can hear the place. You hear it's a theater. It's a very reverberant place. And I didn't want that. I wanted the sound of the studio, a very intimate sound of people doing music together in a room and feeling the need of communicating with the other human beings in the same room.
Yo soy un pasajero, no quiero llevarme nada ni usar el mundo de cenicero. Estoy aquí sin nombre y sin saber mi paradero. Me han dado alojamiento en el más antiguo de los viveros. Quisiera regresar, ya no sabría hacia dónde. Pregunto al jardinero y el jardinero no me responde. hay gente que es de un lugar. No es mi caso, yo estoy aquí. De paso. Verá la luna, o la luna, las mareas, se nace lo que se es, o se será aquello en lo que se crea. Yo estoy aquí perplejo, no soy más que todo oídos. Me quedo con mucha suerte, 3,000,000,000 de mis latidos. Si quisiera regresar, ya no sabría hacia cuándo. El mismo jardinero debe estárselo preguntando. Hay gente que es de un lugar, no es mi caso, yo estoy aquí. Estoy aquí de paso.
That you're talking about is quite clear in the songs, and I have some favorites. I'll be happy to tell you. I'm right now in love with these three pieces of music: the 3, 4, and 5, Las Transeuntes, La Nieve en la Bola de Nieve, and Mundo Abisal. All three together, I think, are just beautiful pieces of work, and. I don't know why, and you know, I love the titles. That's just one thing. The titles are always very telling of what I'm gonna hear or not hear, and so let's talk about these songs, especially this, the first one, Las Transeuntes. It's the image that I have now, especially that line that says, "And y yo me digo ya llegó la primavera." It's just so present, and I can see myself in that picture right there, in that image. It's just a great image of the women, the pedestrians, right?
yeah, the pedestrian women. I mean, it's a song. It's a song that speaks about the act of writing a song. It's what in poetry they call meta-poetry. I don't know how... Meta-poesy. I don't know how you say that in English, but it must be the same, because meta is it's a Greek root. And it's... Basically, is you can see the mind of the writer wandering, you know, from the window outside to the women in the street to the song, to the chorus that he doesn't find, to the insecurity that the composition generates, until he asks himself a question: what qué es lo que viste en mí, qué es lo que te hizo abrir así, what did you see in me? Composition is a very traumatic event for me, you know, where I dismantle all that I know to get to a fresh new start. Like if I every time I start, it's like if I had never written a song before and tried to find something from nothing. You know, creating is creating something from nothing. The bigger the nothing is, the less the nothing has, the more that you can achieve and that you can put there. The emptier the glass is, the more amount of water you can put inside. So, but at the same time, it generates a huge insecurity, which it's also the fuel to writing. So, and you can see that the mind wandering, and then it goes to the band in the street, and then it's like a musical inside a song, you know, pam pam paran, here comes the band, tan tarabam pam 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 pam, and you it's a very graphic song, and it's dedicated to Kiko Veneno, because it's a Spanish musician that I strongly recommend.
Is this a rumba? Yeah. A rumba?
It's kind of a rumba. It's my first attempt with rumba. That's why I asked Josemi Carmona, one of the finest flamenco guitarists.
What a beautiful solo there!
Yeah, he's the son. He's the son of Pepe de Habichuela, one of the greatest guitar players in Pepe Habichuela, and he's from the one of the finest musicians families, gypsy families in Spain.
Sure, Granada.
He's an aristocrat. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. This is the clan of the flamenco granadino. Oh.
And he's at the same time he's a cosmopolitan musician with a huge amount of information in lots of areas. So it's and a beautiful human being. So it's marvelous to have him in that song. And Kiko Veneno, the composer, the Spanish composer, one of my favorites, maybe my favorite Spanish composer, is a very light-mooded, but very witty and very precise in an economic poetry that he writes in a very economic way, very very popular and at the same time very precise. And it's funny because that's a song that I didn't take very seriously when I started to write it. It wasn't actually going to stay in the record. I wasn't going to be able to finish it. And it's funny because I actually didn't. It's an unfinished song. And but at the same time, I realized that I liked that kind of indefinition when you can see the mind wandering and the song actually doesn't find a proper chorus. It just there's questions in the song. No?
Mirando desde mi balcón las transeúntes, haciendo de cuenta que estoy tomando apuntes. Y ella busca algo en su cartera, y yo me digo, ya llegó la primavera. Y la maceta enfrente se llenó de brotes, y allá abajo el barrio se llenó de escotes. Y la tarde se escapa verso adentro, y yo sigo buscando sin encontrar mi centro, y pongo ladrillo sobre ladrillo y sigo sin dar con el estribillo. Y entonces me pregunto, ¿qué es lo que viste en mí? ¿Qué es lo que te hizo abrir así tus miedos, tus piernas, tu calendario, las siete puertas sagradas de tu santuario, la extraña luz de tu cámara oscura, el infranqueable cerrojo de tu armadura? Las transeúntes se han organizado, tienen el deambular sincronizado y van haciendo su coreografía. con las rodillas del color de la alegría. Cada farola tiene ya su bailarina y la banda viene entrando por la esquina. Y la tarde enseña la cintura y el tiempo enseña que hay cosas que no se curan y las musas huyen si las asedias. Y otra canción que va a quedar a medias y entonces me pregunto ¿qué es lo que viste en mí? ¿Qué es lo que te hizo abrir así? Tus miedos, tus piernas, tu calendario, las siete puertas sagradas de tu santuario, la extraña luz de tu cámara oscura, el infranqueable cerrojo de tu armadura.
A jazz sound in this album, unlike the last couple of albums. There is this brass presence throughout. You hear the trumpet, you hear the tenor, the baritone, the altos, you hear all that wonderful brass against the guitars and the percussion. Is jazz something that you always wanted to kind of bring in more into your music?
I don't know if I always wanted to bring it on, but it was always around. I remember running away from jazz for a long time, running and running and trying not to fall into jazz because it's a language that I love, but somehow I became tired of it, of that kind of virtuosity, and I wanted to, you know, to write songs and worship the song and not the instrumental part. But then I did it for so long when I was working with electronic music, trying to avoid jazz, that I finally, I don't know why, I decided to turn around and embrace it. It felt so right to have, every song has instrumental parts. A lot of them, almost every song has solos, which was something that I loathed before that. I didn't want solos in my records before, but you know, change is such a refreshing thing. I believe I had two major changes in the sound in my maybe three in my career. When I moved to Spain, I the sound suddenly got much more refined. The sound, you know, we were able to record with real pianos and double bass and real very good drums in great rooms, and everything was like very high fidelity, you know. And then in Frontera, three records after that, in 1999, I suddenly embraced working with computers and lo-fi and mixing a street noise with a guitar amplifier and with a sample of Atahualpa Yupanqui, using it as a Portishead would use a sample, for example, and getting into that kind of music. And then I got really used to working with computers for four or five records with the amazing team of Juan Campodoni, Juan Carlos Casacuberta, and Luciano Superviel, these incredible friends and musicians. And suddenly I realized that I was too comfortable there. And I decided to do the last change that is actually in this record, that is go back even before to when I started recording, go back 50 years in the methodology and try to record the way that the old records were made. People playing in a room, like Anil Franco says. There's no metronome, there's no electronic programming, there's no click in the, there's no guide, there's no there isn't a security net in the record. Once it was recorded, the voice was getting into every other acoustic instrument, so it was almost impossible to change something. If we wanted to take something out, we couldn't. We just could add a few things in the studio afterwards, or maybe choose between one take and another and improve a little bit here. But what we had is what we had to use. What we played was what we had, and that we had to use.
Nostalgia donde se condensa el rocío. Un paso en falso hacia un remolino en el río. Cualquier contrasentido hoy cobra sentido y se vuelve dilema para este corazón. Anhelante que hoy piensa solo en la mitad faltante. Una insistente desazón que no entiende razones. Cancionista que no entiende sus propias canciones. La mínima brisa como si fuera un ciclón desquicia la veleta de este corazón. Sin paciencia mira el cristal del freno de emergencia. Thank you. bajo la nieve.
The song Mundo Abisal is kind of at the center of the record for me, and it has this quality that is, it's a song that, that may come across as sort of happy and positive, but there is this kind of dark aspect to it that, that has to do with, man, it's pretty bad out there.
Let's close the compuerta. Cerremos las compuertas.
Let's close the door and just, you know, plunge.
Yeah. No.
Deeper and deeper, no?
Yeah. But the key is deep. It's deeper. It's the word deep. This is I love the moment that we're living in, actually. I think it's a very exciting and amazing moment. But if there's one thing that is lacking in the whole internet culture is deepness. It's so difficult for me right now to sit down and listen to a whole record. It became more difficult for me to read in the last years. I just keep jumping from one subject to the other in the wiki, from Wikipedia to Google, from Google to MySpace and to YouTube and I listen to more music in the internet right now than I do in my music equipment. That gave us we have a huge amount of songs in one iPod. An incredible amount of records in one little device. And of course, we don't get to hear not 1%, 1%, no? of the amount of music we actually have. We just, I don't know how to say, but there's a word in Spanish that is like picotear. We just nibble here and there, you know, nyak, 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 and without getting deeper into things.
We're just snacking on the stuff. We're not really enjoying the contents.
That's the word. We're snacking on the surface of things without getting inside. And this is a call to immersion, to get deep into things. There's obviously an intimate metaphor there. Like it's about a couple and getting into a private own world. But at some point, I never realized, I actually am talking about this because you said that, you brought it. It has actually to do with the whole era, with its calling to deepness, to get inside into a world of where you have to, you don't have a lot of information, so you have to really extract a lot of information from little facts. We have a huge amount of facts right now, and we extract very little information from each one of them, and we have a very superficial conscience of the reality right now. And there's actually, at some point, metaphorically, the whole song sinks in the saxophone solo. It just goes down. It just, and I loved that idea of Mundo Abisal for a title of the record, because it meant going to a metaphor of going deep inside of oneself, or going also deep inside of a subject, a book, or a song, or a concept.
Ella entra, cierra la puerta tras de sí y cruza el cuarto en diagonal. Parten dos escafandristas en la penumbra rumbo al mundo abisal. La piel florece, fosforece, va dejando una estela de aurora boreal. Todo pasa muy lentamente en el mundo abisal. Inmersión, inmersión, cerremos las compuertas, aventurémonos hacia las inciertas profundidades. Vayamos verticalmente a la deriva, dejando que el vértigo nos acaricie, viendo alejarse allá arriba la superficie. Inmersión, inmersión, bajar y bajar hacia las alturas, donde apenas dura la luz del día, donde reina una oscura sensación de algarabía. Las ganas tuyas, las ganas mías, la daga fría apretada entre los dientes, la draga clarividente de la melancolía. Extrañas criaturas resplandecientes, tan lejos de lo común y lo corriente, muestran los dientes en el mundo abisal. Sí, y cruza el cuarto en diagonal. Parten dos escafandristas en la penumbra rumbo al mundo abisal.
Before you go, I have to ask you about the song by Mos Allison. I'm a fan of his. I'm a fan of his work, and what a great piece of music here with Ben Sidran and son Leo Sidran, and I just think what a great song, and in these times we need songs like this.
Doesn't it seem like it was written last year? I mean, last month. It's incredible. I mean, You know, the world is just one big trouble spot, and because some have plenty and some have not, and there's always somebody playing with dynamite. I mean, it couldn't be more contemporary, the song. It's an amazing song. I heard Ben Sidran sing it, and he introduced me to the music of Mos Allison, and I became such a huge fan of Mos Allison, one of the most intelligent songwriters I know, and I always wanted to record this song, and it was actually rehearsed half an hour before we recorded it. The musicians didn't know we were going to record the song. We just went through it with the guitar and Ben Sidran and Leo Sidran. Leo had never played before marimbas, and he grabbed the sticks and improvised. And we literally played it once, twice, we rehearsed it for a third time, and we recorded it. The whole process was 45 minutes, maybe, since the musicians got to know the songs and the song was finished. And the brass's arrangement, it sounds as if I think it's the most stabilized, I don't know how to say it, asentado arrangement, the most integrated arrangement of the whole record. And it was done really, really quickly.
Gonna be alright. Oh no.
B.O.